Welcome to another revival message from Apostle John Pierre Becker, Senior Pastor of Revival Christian Church South Africa. If you are in the Pretoria area, come and visit us.
2 Samuel 5 verse 17. Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the strongholds. Whenever God anoints you, whenever God releases an anointing upon your life, the enemy will be upset. Because when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king, they pursued him. So enemies pursuing you is a sign that you carry the anointing. To search for David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Verse 18, the Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. Verse 20, so David went to Baal Perazim. The word Baal Perazim is the Lord of breaking through. And David defeated them there, and he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water. That is the gushing of water. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. Verse 21. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Verse 22. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore David inquired of the Lord and said, and the Lord said, you shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come upon them in the front of the mulberry trees. Verse 24. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the top of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. Verse 25. And David did so as the Lord commanded him. And he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. Seven manifestations of breakthrough in this chapter. Number one, the total destruction of your enemies. So David went to Baal Perazim. Verse 20, David defeated them there. This breakthrough anointing God released upon David's life caused the total destruction of his enemies. There's an enemy in your mind. The greatest enemy is in your mind. The greatest place where the enemy torments you is in your mind. He will put thoughts in your mind. How many of you encountering ongoing onslaughts in your mind, where the enemy puts suggestions and thoughts in your mind? Sin does not start in the act. Sin starts in the mind. It's formed, it's fashioned in the mind. Then it's acted out in the natural. I heard in the spirit that even the warfare that is going on in your mind is a sign God has highly anointed you. And the enemy doesn't like the anointing upon your life. The enemy doesn't like it that you're so powerful in the kingdom of God, that he torments you in your mind. The only place where he can torment you, where he plants seed, he only plants seed, but he cannot read your mind. He doesn't know what you're thinking. Therefore, the Lord said to me, son, I want you to dig the revelation of my word unlike you've ever done before. Because as you dig deep into the revelation of my word, you will win the victory in your mind. You will win the battle in your mind. I put it like this. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your checkbook. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your children. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your church. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your company. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your career. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your ministry. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whoop it in life, but whoop it up here. As a man thinketh, so is he. And I saw the Lord coming in with such power and authority through His word. And He said, son, this anointing I'm releasing upon the church will bring total destruction upon their enemies. Somebody shout me down in this place. Come on. I see the total destruction of your enemies. Your enemy is not your wife. The enemy is not your husband. There's very strong angelic activities. When I speak like this, there's very strong angelic activities. When I speak fast, there's very strong angelic activities. It's like the angel put his hand in my mouth and he moves my tongue. I sense it. I know when it's like that, and it's going to be powerful here today. Whenever you hear me speak very fast, you know the angel is moving my tongue. It's strong angelic assistance. I felt it from the West Coast. You can ask AB. This is why I'm going ahead of myself. Let me rewind. Say with me, the total destruction of my enemies. How did God break through for David? Speak to me. A breakthrough, like a breakthrough of waters. Very significant that he relates breakthrough with water. Because water represents the word. Water represents the Holy Spirit. But also the destruction of the Egyptians came through water. Because God opened the Red Sea for the children of Israel to go over by dry ground. But when the enemy wanted to pursue them and come through the same gates, the waters enclosed on the enemies. The way of escape for you in this new season will be a way of destruction for your enemies. God broke through like the breakthrough of waters. It's a gushing. It's a bursting. How many have sparkling water here? Quickly. Let me give you a demonstration. Is it still sparkling? Is it still sparkling? Let's see if it's still sparkling. This is what it looks like in the spirit. Like the bursting out of great waters. Prakoste. You get what I'm saying. If I had champagne, I would have demonstrated it better. Bring champagne next time. Non-alcoholic. Say will be the bursting of great waters. When God comes with breakthrough, He comes with a gushing. He comes with a force of power. Say will be, I declare the total destruction of my enemies. Enemies in my mind. Enemies in my finance. Enemies in my marriage. Enemies in my church. I declare the destruction. Give God praise if you believe it. The second manifestation of David's breakthrough was the possessing of wealth. Verse 21, and they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Woo. God broke through. And as he broke through, there was the possessing of wealth. Nowhere in the Bible will you see God broke through and the people remained poor. Nowhere. Every time God breaks through, there is the possessing of wealth. Therefore, there's a breakthrough anointing. You hear testimonies of people that didn't have jobs, now have jobs. It's a sign the breaker anointing is in the house. The Bible says they possess the spoils of the enemy. I wish I had more time to dig deep into this, but I'll give you what you can receive. Okay, are you ready? Go to Proverbs 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13 and verse 22. The good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the wicked, who is the Philistines? The wicked is stored up for the just. The Bible says God gives the work of the sinner of heaping up that he might give it to the one who pleases God. Is there any God pleasers here? I declare the manifestation of the possessing of wealth. I declare supernatural financial provision comes upon your life. Now let me get to this. Number three, write it down. Divine direction is the third manifestation of breakthrough. Verse 23 says, therefore David inquired of the Lord and said, you shall not, watch this. At first he got the victory, a breakthrough. Round one, KO. Round two, God gives him divine direction. It's not going to be the same way you did it before. You shall not go up, circle around behind them, and come behind them in the front of the mulberry trees. Divine direction. In this house, God is placing an anointing of divine direction upon your life. It's a prophetic sense. You will know what turn to make in life. If you make the wrong turn, it takes you long to get on the right track again. Say with me, divine direction. And oh my God, I'm getting excited about this one. Number four, angelic assistance. Angelic assistance. Verse 24, it shall be when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. The instructions was, I want you to wait for the sound of the angels running on the mulberry trees. Then you shall bestir yourself and move quickly. Watch this. Psalms 103 and verse 20. Psalms 103 and verse 20. How many of you are receiving something here? Say with me, I declare supernatural angelic assistance around my life. I become aware of them. Psalms 103 and verse 20. Bless the Lord, he is angels that excel in strength. The Bible says they excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Angels have assignments, blueprints, and we can instruct them and dispatch them under the authority of the name of Jesus. Therefore, people cannot believe we broke through in a town, small town, like Friedendahl, one of the poorest towns. We broke through financially. We broke through for the people. We broke through in so many areas. Listen to me. When we took on the demon of poverty, how many of you saw the live stream? If you don't have a good stomach, don't go watch it. Because people were vomiting. The moment we dispatched the prosperity angel, the whole place went like that. Supernatural deliverance because of angelic assistance. They have assignments and they obey commandments. What happened in Daniel 3? The Bible says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar. And what happened to them? They were thrown into the fiery furnace. And there appeared a fireproof angel that overshadowed those Hebrew boys. When they left the oven, they did not even smell like smoke. They smelled like Aventus Creed. One day when you become a billionaire, you will understand the perfume. Don't be jealous. Tell your neighbor, say, God's going to make you rich. When they walked out there, they did not even smell like smoke. Come on. The Bible says, because they refused to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar, the king turned up the heat 7 times. But still, they walked out untouched. Angelic assistance. Daniel 6 verse 1 to 23. Go read it. Daniel was thrown into the den with the lions, what did the angels do? Shut the mouths of those hungry lions. Watch this quickly. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15. I feel the angels of God here. This chapter, to paraphrase for time's sake, is about the Assyrian army that surrounded Elisha and his servant. And in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 15, as the servant woke up the morning and he went outside, he saw the hills full of chariots, horses, soldiers from the Assyrian army. And the prophet of God said to the servant, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." At first, the servant's eyes was closed and he could not see the angelic. But the prophet remained in the spirit. When you're in the spirit, you can see in the spirit how the angels move. Now, listen to me quickly. I have never seen an angel with my 20, okay, once. And I see her every night. With my 20/20 vision, the angels sleep next to me. That's the only angel God graced me to see with my 20/20 vision. We do not operate by sight, but by foresight. We do not look at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. In the spirit, we can see angels. You can ask AP in the meetings in Lambert's Bay. The angels was moving quickly, quickly. I was quick. Everything was quick. Hey, move quick. Hey, pick up that thing. Hey, move. Quick, 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 quick. Bring the medical testimonies. Ba, 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 ba. They testify. Go down. Ba, 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 ba. I saw how the angels move like flashes of lightning in the meetings. Releasing power, miracles. Ma. Now watch this. When you see them in the spirit, you tap into their world and you want to move like they move. I said, pick up that wheelchair, because in the spirit I saw the angel standing with the wheelchair. Us, AB, that wheelchair was not light. It's an old-fashioned wheelchair, not aluminium. But I saw the angel standing with the wheelchair in the air, and I wanted them to reenact what I see in the spirit. Oh my God, my God, my God. Whenever you take a wheelchair and you put it above you, it means you have victory over a paralyzed spirit. Come on, somebody. And when they lifted those wheelchairs and the people walked by themselves, the power of God exploded in the place. So many times we can reenact what angels are doing, what angels are saying, because we see what they do in the spirit and they reenact. I can be an angel preaching to you right now. Because in Bible, they had men amongst them who were angels sent by God. There can be an angel sitting next to you. When my uncle just passed away, Jock Slubber, who was one of the most powerful worship leaders, he would lead worship and the power of God will hit the place. By the time my uncle takes the mic, everybody will be under the power of God in worship. Powerful. Died on the age of 28. We were despondent, discouraged. Why did God take him away? Died a brutal death. Was shot through his head, through his heart, and through his side. We were confused. We were all crying in my grandmama's house and we heard a knock at the door. There stood, I believe to this day, an angel in the form of a human being asking for food. His clothes was drenched, torn, but his face was radiating light. He took the food, turned around to me, and he said, it shall be well with the family. As a kid, I did not understand what is this Bergie saying. In Cape Town, we call them Bergies. What is he saying? It shall be well with the family. How does he know what's going on? Angels, angelic assistance. The Bible says that the Lord opened the eyes of the servant. Are you in your Bibles? Are you getting something here? And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. I pray, open the eyes of RCC. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Wow. He saw it in the spirit. Last night, even preparing, every time, can I explain to you practically how you can begin to become aware of the angelic in your personal life? Angels have smell. You can feel angels. There are many times in the service you'll get a sweet smelling fragrance that's not pastor. How many of you have smelled that before? Angels are in the room. They have angelic smell. They have smells. You can smell them in the room. Just like you can smell demons. There's angelology and there's demonology. When demons manifest, it smells like sewage. I had a tent revival and everybody was gay in the choir. And the Lord said to me, take authority over the spirit of homosexuality. The demons started manifesting. They jumped underneath the stage. They started going on the floor like snakes. It smelled like sewage as those demons came out. I'm not into demonology now. I'm into angelology. Okay, I'm just explaining to you. But angels, you can feel their presence. I can feel when I enter into worship, deep worship, I always feel him on my left side. Because God is always my right side. God, your right hand speaks of authority. God is always the highest authority in my life. Therefore, you will always feel angels on your left side. I feel him now. Sunday night, we drove in the car. Mark and Salome drove me. And the angel touched my hair like this. It's like goosebumps that went through my back. I said to her, the angel is next to you. She started screaming under the power of God. We felt him in the car. Now, I know there are legions and many angels, but I feel this one because one has enough power to destroy all of hell. One. You don't need many. One has the power to destroy all of hell. I see him. I feel him. I feel him on my left side. The whole left side of my body gets pins and needles. I feel him. I sense him while I speak. It's like he walks with me. I felt it last night preparing. As I was preparing, his presence was there. Boom. And I knew he was there. They have smell. You can feel them. You sense them. You can encounter them. They're real. And the Bible says, when the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he saw in the spirit on the mountains. Angels with chariots of fire. Now watch what happened. My God, I feel the presence of God here. Just come and play strings for me, just gently. Just softly. Where are we? Watch this now. Just very softly. And behold, the mountains was full of horses.
and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Verse 18, so then the Syrians came down to him. Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness, according to the word of Elijah. Many people, when it comes to this topic, they say, we can only ask God to dispatch angels. But what does the word say? Strike them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. When he spoke it, the angels obeyed, and it struck their enemies with blindness. In this new season God is taking us in as a church, there's very strong angelic assistance that is going to be around your life. And this is what the angels did. Number 5, write it down. When he heard the sound of the marching on the mulberry trees, the angels are running on the mulberry trees. The Lord said, because of that, you will advance quickly. In Revelations, I'm closing with this. In Revelations, there's an angel called Accelerator. This angel accelerates everything in your life. Because watch this, the moment he heard the sound on the top of the mulberry trees, then the Bible says, then you shall advance quickly. You will advance quickly in this new season because of angelic assistance over your life. See, be speed, dimension of acceleration. I saw in the spirit how God is about to accelerate everything in your life. How everything is about to advance in your life. But he's saying, I send angelic assistance. This is so powerful, I can do a whole series just on angelic assistance. Because many people miss it when they move. The Bible says the man who was lame for so many years, he said to Jesus, every time I want to get in, the angel stirs the water. But every time I want to get in, somebody gets in before me. This man had a bigger problem than his lame spirit. He was lazy. Because when the angels stir the water, you have to move. He was lame. There was nothing wrong with his hands. He could have dragged himself into the pool. You have to move when the waters are being stirred. Therefore, when the Spirit of God moves in the service, you have to jump in where it's at. When the angels stirred the water and people would get into the pool of Bethesda, they were raised from their infirmities. The angels are stirring your miracle right now and bring acceleration upon your life. There's a quickening, a hastening being released upon your destiny right now. I release it upon your life. I make it loose upon your life. What took other people years, you will get it done quickly. Shout if you believe it in the house. Come on. Woo! And I can drive this. Woo! Because there's so much revelation. Say with me, acceleration. Say it one more time, acceleration. Say it, acceleration will manifest in my life. One verse, watch this, Jeremiah 1 and verse 11. Jeremiah 1:11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Open my servant's eyes that he might see. To see is to perceive, and to perceive is to have revelation. I can say there are angels in the room and you have no spiritual perception. There can be no reception.
You have to perceive it in the spirit. I see people all over this place. They're so aware of the angelic. Some of them are crying, weeping, sitting there under fear and trembling because they perceive in the spirit. And he said, I see a branch or a shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity, blossoming in late winter. What would typically take 7 months was done in one night's time. What would take 7 months budded in one night's time. That's what I see over your harvest. I see the angels accelerating your harvest. I see it growing quickly. I see it growing with speed. Your blessing, your breakthrough, your miracle is coming at top speed. And I have angels to prove it, that God is behind this word. Somebody shout in the house. Woo! Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. You hear the sound. You shall move quickly. You shall advance quickly. Whatever has been hindering your advancement, I strike it down with angelic assistance. Whatever has been hindering your progress, I strike it down with angelic assistance. Shout it down in this place. Come. Woo! Be seated. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. How many of you sense the power of God here? Somebody say, I receive. I feel. I want you to pray this through because I sense an angelic assistance series coming. How many of you want to learn more of angels? Woo! Number 6, write it down. Total surrender. Total surrender. Verse 25, and David did so as the Lord commanded him. The Lord said to me, in this breaker anointing, there is total surrender. You are not doing a thing. God is doing everything. Say with me, total surrender. Number 7, write it down. Ongoing victories. When I heard that in the spirit, number 7, I heard like an echo throughout your generations. Victory, 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 victory. I heard it in the spirit. Victory, 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 victory. Ongoing. How did David push the enemy back? And he drove back the Philistines from Gibeah as far as Gezer. Keep pushing them back. Keep pushing them back. Oh my God. It's too late, devil. The word is out. The 7th manifestation of the anointing of breakthrough will be ongoing victories in your life. Just when you say and you testify, I got this victory, another one gets on your back. Can I prophesy? Just when you testify, I got this breakthrough, another one gets on your back. Just when you say, oh, the greatest miracle just happened, the next one is on your back. I prophesy ongoing victories. Jump up on your feet and give God praise in this house. Woo! Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Ongoing victories.
This is the end of the podcast. We believe that you've been touched and transformed. For more great content and updates in the Apostle, please go to our social media platforms.